So far in the preseason, offensively, we've had 6 red zone trips and scored on half of them. So I want that number to be up. And then defensively, we've let them down there 3 times and they've scored twice. So that's an area of emphasis, okay, for us heading into the game. Can we play, you know, better red zone ball? I was pleased with the effort today. I thought guys were sharp. The speed that we played with was on point. So we're looking good from an injury standpoint heading into the game. And we're looking forward to, we head down there tomorrow, and a number of different guys who are still trying to evaluate at different spots. We'll take them through that as well. So let's open it up.
Red zone wise, is it execution on the half you're missing, or y'all trying to still find some stuff to work for you down there?
I'd say it's probably a little bit of a combination of both. Offensively, I know we thought we could have had, on at least one of the times, another score at it. And we ended up attempting a field goal on one. Then defensively, we had a good fourth down stop last week. But in the previous game, we had some trips down there. We didn't. So that part of our game, we got to get tightened up. So I've spent some extra time with that part yesterday and as well today as a team. It was one of the areas we wanted to focus on as well. So we did red zone a little bit Wednesday. We did some Thursday. And then again, of course, today. So we're hoping to see that you know, kind of shine a light on the topic that we want to really hit on.
You use the normal definition of red zone, 20 and in, or do you have a different?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we'll call outside from the 35 down to the 20, the fringe area where some of the shots happen. So we work that as well. But it's the low red zone that we wanted to spend the most time, you know, inside the 12, where some of the routes change because of the field position. So that's the biggest thing, the awareness of how to play based on how long the field is now. So it was a good session for us this week.
Ben, in terms of this third preseason game, we always hear the term dress rehearsal over the course of the years. Do you as coaches notice an intensity increase from your players? Sanu was saying that, you know, we're always intense out here.
Yeah, but I would say that's exactly the answer I'd hope he would say. So my first impression would be, I hope not, because the brother they have, you know, whether it's one series or one quarter or one half, I hope that intensity is on point. So when you end up going up and down with your intensity, I think that's where you get the peaks and valley in your game. So however long you're going, we expect you to bring it.
As a point of personal pride for these guys, last year you had a third preseason game in Miami against the same team. And considering, you know, the stakes, I mean, that it is preseason, do you anticipate those guys having, you know, that sense of pride of just wanting to showcase something better than what they put forth last year?
Not necessarily. We don't look back, you know, at the preseason and say from last year to say, well, that was a game that we didn't perform well in. We've got a new club this year in 2016. And so now we're just anxious to show, you know, how much better we can get from last week's game. That's really the focus. Here's the things we did well when we played at Cleveland. Let's, you know, find some things we want to improve on, and let's showcase that this week, as well as trying to find these matchups still that we're looking for in this third game.
Coach, how's your team's mindset shifting as you're getting closer and closer to the regular season?
Well, we haven't moved that way yet. It's kind of a half training camp mentality still. We've got a full, you know, complement of players all the way through. So that part's been pretty squared away. Usually that shift happens after the, you know, the fourth preseason game where, unfortunately, there has to be a big roster change in size. So that's always a difficult time. But until that time takes place, it's really about how hard you can work at your craft, how good can you get, and that's really where the focus is right now. It's totally aimed at us improving.
I know you've known Raheem Morris for a long time.
I have.
With the switch to offense, you've answered some of those questions before. I was asking Sanu if he ever stopped talking. I mean, whether he's on offense or defense, have you ever known him to not talk out there at all?
No, he brings the juice all the time, and I would say he's one of those guys who gets up in the morning and hits play. You know, it's on all day until at night. He's got such insight to provide to the guys from his extensive background on defense, the coverage they're playing, the technique that the defenders are trying to use. So he's been a valuable resource for the guys.
Coach, did you get another healthy day, another positive day from Vic Beasley?
We did. And so, you know, we anticipate, you know, full participation for him in the game. He had a good comeback from his setback last week. So, you know, we're excited to see him, especially in nickel. You know, we anticipate a good bit of throwing in this game. So that's been Adams' history for sure. So if they try to feature it in that way, we want to be ready to play that way. Whatever style they want to go, then we're ready to deal with it.
Does Ward and Ishmael have a shot? Or
no, they ran this week, led Ish and Ward both did, and they're getting closer. I would say they both have a good shot for next week, but they won't participate in this week's game.
Spoke yesterday of wishing you had more quarters, but the ongoing emphasis of
wanting
to get that longest look possible at the competition, does that affect what might be a normal game 3 preseason
It's really by the player. And we won't make a blanket, okay, the offense is going to play this long, the defense is going to play this long. There's certain players that need to play more just to get simply the game experience and all the different things that a new offense brings and a new time brings. So it'll still be on a case-by-case basis, but we will extend the play time of some longer than others.
I don't remember last year, but do you normally like to have starters come out for the second half and then lift them? Or
some will and some won't. For the guys that may need those extra quarters, certainly the younger players, they may be more available, and the guys who don't, won't. So it won't be just a, you know, this unit is staying for that time. But we're anxious to see the guys. They've had a good week of work. It's been a new routine for them to kind of get into the mock week. We've not done an extensive game plan for the week. We wanted to say about us, but the routine was really important to establish how we'll get ready. And they've done a good job with that.